हरे कृष्णा। सो अर्जुना इज सो डिस्ट्रेस्ड थिंकिंग अबाउट हाउ कैन आई किल माई ओन रिलेटिव्स, एंड कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू हेल्प अर्जुना टू चीयर अप, टू कम अप। एंड अर्जुना हैज वन इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन, दैट इफ ऑल ऑफ देम आर किल्ड, स्पेशली दीज एल्डर्स आर किल्ड, आई फील लॉट ऑफ डिस्ट्रेस। सो कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस हिम and trying to give him philosophical backing how this compassion is not correct. So we saw one verse, that is verse number 14 in yesterday's video. Today we will see another video wherein Krishna is going to mention something very, very unique for the first time in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, let's go ahead with verse number 15. यम हि नाव्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभा समा दुःखा सुखं धीरं सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते। सो हियर कृष्णा वेरी वेरी नाइसली इज सेइंग, ओ पुरुषर्षभा, ओ बेस्ट अमंग मेन, देन इज सेइंग, सो व्हाट बेस्ट अमंग मेन शुड डू, इज सेइंग पुरुषम, दैट पुरुष यम हि नाव्यथयन्त्येते, one who is not disturbed. Disturbed in what? Dukkha and sukha, distress and happiness, and samadhiram is steady in both the situations. Such a person, somrutatvaya kalpate, such a person is eligible to attain perfection of life, that is liberation. So you see in verse number 14, Krishna talked about matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama apayino nitya stamti tikshasva bharata. So he said, this happiness and distress, they'll just keep coming and going like summer and winter seasons. Now why are you getting disturbed? Oh Arjuna, just tolerate. Now, if suppose Arjuna is asking a question, why should I tolerate? Why, what will I get if I tolerate? Here Krishna is telling the result. If someone tolerates these situations, what happens? Somrutatvaya kalpate. Such a person will be eligible for liberation. Now Krishna is trying to give different incentives so that Arjuna, he starts doing his prescribed duty, that is fighting. Now here, as I said, Krishna has spoken for the first time something very unique. For the first time, Krishna is talking about the goal of spiritual life, and that is liberation, breaking the cycle of birth and death. Now, what are the qualifications for attaining liberation? Two important qualifications that Prabhupada writes here in the purport. First one, anyone who is steady in his determination for advanced stage of spiritual realization. So one has to be steady in the determination while practicing spirituality. Second thing that is mentioning is equally tolerate the onslaughts of distress and happiness. So we understand that distress is very difficult to tolerate, but happiness is also very difficult to tolerate. When a person is happy, he jumps in ecstasy. And when the person is distressed, he buries himself underground. I mean, gets into depression. So in both the cases, if someone is steady, such a person is eligible. Now let's try to understand this deeper. See, when it comes to the Varnashrama system, the last stage of the different ashramas is sannyas. Now when it comes to sannyas order, it's not easy because the person has to give up family, the person has to take lots of austerities, voluntary austerities. That's not easy. But still the person is doing because he wants to attain that perfection. He wants to move ahead and he wants to execute his duties according to that particular ashram. So this is a very, very important point. And this, the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, in the age of Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he executed it. He showed it to the entire humanity. He took sannyas at a very young age. For what? For a higher goal, for a higher purpose, not to relax, for a higher purpose. And what was that higher purpose? Preaching the message of Sankirtan, preaching the message of the holy name all around the entire world. This is what he wanted to do. So similarly here, it is expected from Arjuna also. What is expected from Arjuna? So here it is given. Arjuna's discharge of duties as a Kshatriya, he's advised to persevere, even if it is difficult to fight with his family members or similarly beloved persons. So as a Kshatriya, even if there is distress coming, still he has to execute his prescribed duties. That's very, very important. Why he has to execute his prescribed duties? If someone executes the prescribed duties very properly, what happens is that person comes to the platform of knowledge, jnana. And when he comes to the platform of jnana, he becomes eligible for liberation. This is a very, very important point. So in this way, we see that Krishna is very nicely telling Arjuna point by point what he should do and why he should do. Now, when it comes to our life also, we will see that when we are practicing bhakti, when we are practicing spirituality, many, many obstacles will come. Obstacles from family, obstacles from friends, colleagues and relatives and people all around whom we know and whom we don't know. So they will ask questions, why are you doing this at such a young age? What is the need? And so on and so forth. But still, we have to execute our prescribed duty. Now, in this age of Kali Yuga, you know, Varnashrama system is very difficult to follow. So, the prescribed duty for every Kali Yuga Jiva is what? To practice devotional service, to practice bhakti. That is what is the prescribed duty for all of us. And in this age of Kali Yuga, it's very clear. What is devotional service? Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what is recommended. So, anyone who does that, even when there are so many obstacles around, that person becomes eligible, I repeat, that person becomes eligible to break the cycle of birth and death. Many people say that, oh, in this age of Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to attain perfection of human form. No, that is not the case. If a person executes this prescribed duty of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even after having all the difficulties around, tolerating all the difficulties, all the distress, that person will surely attain the perfection of human form of life. That is the verdict of Shastra. So now, Krishna is trying his best. Krishna is trying his best to tell him that this over-compassion or getting overwhelmed by compassion is not good, O Arjuna. You are a Kshatriya, you should fight. Now let's see in the next verse, what else Krishna tells Arjuna and more importantly to us. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others not to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.